welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for August 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we get into the travel log with John Bowker, let's take a look at some information from DX News Magazine. As we all know, many of the AM stations have had to clean up their act, so to speak. There's no longer a license to kill as far as money coming in from revenue on a radio station. As such happened in Baltimore, after nearly 65 years of uninterrupted broadcasting, WCBM Radio signed off the air because employees failed to receive their paychecks after a three-week wait. "I was hoping for a white knight to arrive with the payroll," says program director Brian McDonald, after his noon announcement Friday that the station would be temporarily ceasing broadcasting. "There is no alternative. Nobody works for free," said Robert Bloom, the station's general manager, who left his position as well. "It was not the way we wanted to resolve the situation. Having a station in a major market go silent in this fashion is unprecedented." The Mets and Imus may soon be new teammates. The city's radio market in New York is on the brink of a major shuffle, with the fallout hitting personality Don Imus and the New York Mets. Broadcast industry sources say yesterday that Imus Communications, in its final negotiations to sell its 1050 frequency, home of all sports radio WFAN AM, to Spanish Broadcasting System, owner of WSKQ AM in Newark, the deal would be worth an estimated $25 million. The sale is expected to pave the way for a move of WFAN's all-sports format to WNBC's 66 AM frequency. Imus purchased the 660 frequency in February. Both Imus president Jeff Smullen and Stuart Shorenson of Spanish Broadcasting System said the purchase isn't complete, but they confirmed the parties are in serious negotiations. The sale would make WSKQ the city's first 50,000-watt Spanish-language station, reaching listeners in several states. A spokesman for Imus Broadcasting is scheduled to meet with his WFAN staff today to reveal plans for the station and its format. Over the past 4 months, WFAN has taken steps not only to cut costs, but to add live sports events to its programming, including the World Series, Super Bowl, and the NCAA basketball tournament, seemingly an indication that Imus intends to keep the all-sports radio format alive despite some poor ratings. WNBC currently offers a mix of talk, sports, and top 40 music. A switch of formats would likely affect Don Imus, WNBC's franchise personality. Sources say that the outrageous morning man has just over 2 years left on a contract worth $1 million per year. It's not known whether the final 2 years of that pact are guaranteed. "I'm not committed to anything," Imus told the Daily News yesterday. "I really haven't given the situation, a switch to an all-sports format, much thought." Has he ever listened to WFAN? "I haven't had the opportunity to listen," said Imus. "I'm too busy listening to WINS 2, 3, 4 times a day." And what about the Mets? The team is the only city sports property at WFAN. When the format is switched to 660 on the dial, it seems likely the Knicks and Rangers, currently properties of WNBC, would be added to the WFAN sports lineup. That would, however, open up the possibility of schedule conflicts with the Mets. And now here's a guy who's no conflict. In fact, he is a very likable person. He was voted by the DX Audio Service editors more likable than Don Imus, more friendly than Howard Stern, more funny than Dr. Don Rose, and in fact, he's just an all-around good guy. Here's John Bowker.
Fred, you know, you give some of the darndest introductions to the fellas, including me. One of these days, we're going to bite you back. You realize that? Hi, everybody. I'm John Bowker, as Fred said, and I don't know. He throws me sometimes. We've got three rather good tapes tonight, I think, for you. And the first one's going to be 1410, then we have 1420, and 1430, in that order, here on the DX Audio Service Travelog. These are IDs that a number of people have contributed to, picked up all around the countryside, and we're going to be doing a lot more of it, particularly as we get out toward Milwaukee. And, of course, that's just, right about a month from now or so, we're going to be out there, and I hope you're going to be joining us over the Labor Day weekend. Ah, Can't wait, as a matter of fact, because on the way out, I'm going to have a car loaded with tape recorders, and on the way back, and of course, while I'm there, when I get time off, Fred's got me as morning man on WNRC, and when you get out there, by the way, make sure you tune in 89.1. I'm sure Fred will have told you all about that earlier, because I missed what he said earlier, on this here DX Audio service for this month. Okay, without any further ado, here is the 1410 tape for the DX Audio service, August 1988.
Serving the Southern Tier and Northern Pennsylvania. We're the adult hit music leader 24 hours a day, 1410 WELM Elmira, a Robert Plutner Group station.
CBS News, I'm Rob Armstrong.
Great radio,
listen now for the latest news, brought to you with the Labor Day best wishes of the Anthracite Association of Independent...
Kim Ferris, middays on the Golden Oldie Station, WIMG, Dayton.
Well, Greg, here in the second half, it's obvious Purdue trying to do things through the air. Doug Downing has already thrown the ball 11 times.
Good evening, 5:01. Partly cloudy sky, 79 degrees. The season's worst winter storm has closed Denver's Stapleton Airport during one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
Radio, the way it was meant to be. 1410 AM, WSRC, Durham Raleigh, Chapel Hill.
You're listening to News Radio 1410, KQV Pittsburgh. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Stay tuned now for worldwide news from CBS, KQV News Time, 9 o'clock.
A lifetime of good music, AM 1410, WHTG, Eatontown.
WSRC, WSRC, FM, Durham, North Carolina.
This is WOKW 1410 in Brockton. Mutual News is next, followed by Alert Central's local and regional news. The time is 9:30.
24 hours a day, Dayton, Ohio's number one, WING.
More music, WING.
You're listening to Heart of the Nation Radio at 1410, KCLO from Leavenworth, Kansas. Oh,
WPOP, Hartford.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Bill Coffey Show.
WPOP, Hartford.
Mary had
the beat goes on. WBZA.
WBZA, AM and FM, Glens Falls.
This is WAZY, WAZY FM, Lafayette.
This is Gospel Time from 1410 in Chester, Virginia, is where the radio station is located. Friends, WIKI.
The good music station in Montreal, CFMB.
WGRD, well, it's 40 sunny ones out there, degrees, Grand Rapids. 1042, I'm Gary Dean with the Bee Gees and Night Fever on WGRD.
On the hour from American Information Radio.
It's currently 6 o'clock, and coming up, UPI World and National News.
Serving Lake and Sumter counties from Leesburg, Florida country, WCST News.
Now, Dover Volkswagen presents the 8 a.m. World News on WDOV Dover.
And that's what we have on the 1410 tape. Incidentally, that was about the third from the last, is WHAG. It sounded like anything but that, but it's Halfway, Maryland. That's the name of the town. H and A, if you pronounce them together, come out sounding very much like AJ, and it's H-A. Okay, that was the 1410 tape. We got WING in there a couple of times. WING must be close to Lima, Ohio. Otherwise, why would we have it twice on the tape? I don't know. Yeah, to be honest with you, though, the second one you heard, the singing ID of WING, little jingle, was recorded in 1970. And the earlier one was recorded in 1986. So these do span a decade or two, in fact, more than a decade or two in a few cases. Let's move on with the 1420 tape on the DX Audio Service. And if I may be permitted, just a personal aside, when I recorded this first ID, I was in 106 degree temperature last May. That's last is 1987. In May, and I had just driven into a part of the country I had never been in and didn't really have any appreciation of what it was like. It's called the Yucca Valley. Very unfortunate name, but here we go.
Hi, this is Jennifer Ross, and the Yucca Valley Girls Volleyball Team has the opportunity of a lifetime this summer. We have the chance to participate in international volleyball and basketball competitions in New Zealand and Tahiti. We need to raise another $2,500, and we hope you'll be listening to our final fundraiser this Saturday morning right here on Kisses Radio.
This is your High Desert Superstation, 1420 KSES in Yucca Valley.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. The House and Senate Iran
This concludes another broadcast day for WPEH. WPEH is owned and operated by the Peach Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, operating on the assigned frequency of 1420 kilohertz with a power of 1,000 watts, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We invite you to join us now on WPEH FM 92.1 stereo for an evening of entertainment. And join us again tomorrow morning for your kind of radio, WPEH Louisville.
The Fort Street Mall to all of Hawaii. This is Hawaiian Radio, KCCN, Honolulu.
1420, Station Aloha.
Hi, I'm Kurt Gowdy, and you're listening to New England Patriots football on 1420, WLIS, Old Saybrook.
The rock and roll oldie station for the rock and roll capital of the world, WHK, Cleveland.
Michigan City.
1420
WACK Newark.
Dial 14 WBOC Davenport. WBOC time is 10 o'clock.
At 1420 AM WRMV Herkimer. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Keating.
WCET.
This is Reed Collins.
11 o'clock on WFLD, the newest radio station in Flint.
This is Music with the Master from the 1420 spot on your dial, WASR in Wolfboro. Stay tuned for ABC News.
This is WKPR Radio, Kalamazoo, offering you the golden sound of good music.
This is Music 74 from WWSR, St. Albans, Vermont.
That's local and state news from the wires of United Press International and the WMYN newsroom. This is WMYN in Mailed In.
Entertaining, serving, pleasing, the music and news of WLMA Peekskill.
War zone goes into effect around the Falkland Islands.
WCOJ Coatesville, your communication center for Chester County. Time now for the 1 o'clock county news. With that report, here is Kate Hallman.
Wouldn't you know, the station at 1420 closest to this location is WCOJ. And it's one of the poor breaks that I have. It's sort of like this, what do they say about the shoemaker's kids have no shoes? I just don't find myself in the Coatesville area that much. It's on an awkward side of Philadelphia from where I live. But for some reason, Philadelphia stations just don't come in here hardly at all. KYW in the daytime is absolutely zilch here. And yet it's the number one station in the morning. I notice morning drive, they have a 12 over 12 share in Philadelphia. Isn't that amazing? An AM all-news station. They certainly don't get it from Mercer County, New Jersey, I can tell you. Oh, say, Fred, while I'm before we get to the 1430 tape, which we're about to hear, I wanted to just let everybody know the fun you and I had with WFUN last month. And I did a little homework during the month after you came up with all those jingles for us. And I noticed that up until 1946, August 27th, that the WFUN call sign was assigned to a commercial ship. You know, ships of the Merchant Marine use four-letter calls starting with W or K, the same as broadcast stations. In fact, when I was responsible for the RCA Frequency Bureau, we used to stockpile call signs with the Merchant Marine. And we had several contracts with shipping companies where we would give them call signs just to save them for us. For instance, WNBC, WRCA, WRCV, those are all stockpiled on ships after we got through using them and switched over to WNBC because we had had WNBC and KNBC, KNBR, KNBV. Oh dear, I forget the rest of them, but there were like 30 of them that we had given to ships, because it turns out that the Merchant Marine frequency assignments and ship assignments are different from broadcast in that we could freely interchange call signs with just the permission of the ship owner, and of course we had them in the bag. But anyway, a commercial ship had the license WFUN up until August 27th of 1946, and then indeed, as I mentioned, it moved over to Huntsville, Alabama. And in January of 61, January 15th, 1961, WFUN in Huntsville became WFIX, WFIX. And I won't comment further on that. But then WFUN went over to Miami Beach. And they kept that call sign in Miami Beach until the end of March 1978. And then it was taken over by Spanish interests, if you recall, and became WMBM, Miami Beach, Miami, WMBM, which it is to this very day. And then it moved up to Ashtabula. Turns out that Ashtabula had a station, WREO, like the old truck, Rio, and that became WFUN in July 3rd. Wouldn't you think they would have waited until July 4th and shot off some fireworks or something? Anyway, 1978. So that's the whole history of WFUN. It's now in Ashtabula and has been there, 10 years and a month. I wonder if they know that. I'll bet they don't even know that themselves. You know, I ought to send them some kind of thing saying, hey, did you know you just celebrated a 10th anniversary? Or send it maybe in 11 months and take part in a July 4th, 1989 11th birthday party for WFUN. They might appreciate that. Maybe that's something we could do with the DX Audio Service or even the National Radio Club is point these things out to radio stations that you know darn well don't know anything. Well, I've rambled on enough. Let's go on with 1430. Now, this first ID comes from a little town in southwestern California the day after I recorded that break from Yucca Flats or Yucca Valley in 106-degree temperature. I drove down by the Salton Sea to the little town of El Centro. And the reason was they have a station there known as KSO. Now, that's on a different frequency tape, of course, and this will be KAMP. But let's go on with the 1430 tape, as I say it's that same trip. Okay, you're in Southern California in May 1987.
Papa got a brand new bag.
The old sounds are the new sounds of KAMP El Centro.
And more with WNJR.
It's time now for Cleveland Indians baseball here on WFOB, Astoria, the Cleveland Indians radio network. The game made possible in part by Reinecke Ford Incorporated.
This is WBAM, Altoona.
That West German pilot bent on peace gets 4 years in a Soviet labor camp.
Listening to the 100 biggest hits of 1987 on your hometown station, 1430 WBRV Mount Clemens.
WRXO Roxborough and 97 Country WKRX.
1430 KASI, Ames' first choice for local news and information. We have 23 degrees, cloudy skies at 2 o'clock.
4 o'clock is the time in Ottawa. Joe Reagan reporting for WCMY, Ottawa Radio News. Good afternoon.
WJBE Knoxville. More prizes, more winners, and more music.
This is WNIV and WNIV-FM, Annapolis.
This is KEGL Santa Clara San Jose Inspirational Radio, where it's time now for Truth for Today.
WIL, St. Louis.
WEME, Atlanta. 5,000 watts and sounding like a million.
This is 1430 Radio, WCLT, Newark, Ohio.
This is Bob Bowers for WWEL, Medford.
WIRE, Indianapolis.
WHIL, 1430 on your AM dial in Medford.
This is WTTT, Amherst.
WEL, 1430.
Music on We Know Radio with Charlie and Melba.
This is the music of your life station, 1430 AM WXKS Everett Boston with studios in Medford.
Where the time now is about a minute after noontime, I'm Alan Derry. This is the WXKS News, being sponsored this noontime by Patkin Cadillac.
Mostly cloudy with showers, thunderstorms, and a high about 80. In Toronto at 12:30, 76 degrees at CKFH.
This is Robert Conway. Others may try to imitate, but there's only one official radio voice of the Toronto Blue Jays, and you're listening to it. AM 1430, the official voice of the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's 6 o'clock on CJCL, where news comes first.
Good evening from the Telemedia News Center in Toronto. I'm Robert Conway.
You know, that's a good term, telemedia. I like that. The Canadians use that in both English and French-originated programs, I see. That WENO break, I don't normally, for the DX Audio Service, play any of my tapes that aren't fully legal IDs. I know there have been exceptions. But that particular one, there's an exception. Okay, WENO, it was in Nashville, or Berry Hill, at the time that we recorded it. But that was Son John's, one of his favorites from way back when, because he was with me, he and I and his younger brother, Dan. The three of us drove down to Nashville from New Jersey once when I was installing a radio station at Tennessee State University, WTSU we called it, a closed-circuit AM station down there. Had a lot of fun doing that. Well, Fred, that's going to do us for this month, and next month we'll be hitting 1440 and 1450. And we'll see about doing any more than that, because 1450, as you can imagine, is kind of a loaded tape, too. But we're getting there, fans, and look forward to being with you next month. Okay, Fred.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Let's take a look at something which is really interesting, and that is the springtime radio ratings. They're often interesting for us, the radio aficionados or air check collectors, in that these ratings kind of dictate what station is number one in an area, and often that kind of dictates what we tape. Anyways, these are the figures of the average audience shares shown as a percentage of the market's weekly radio listeners for the top five radio stations in the nation's top 10 markets. Now, these figures are according to the Spring 1988 Radio Ratings Reports, recently researched by Arbitron Ratings Company and the Birch Scarborough Research Corporation. And these were from Radio Only Magazine. In the nation's number one market, New York, in the Arbitron, it was no surprise that WHTZ-FM took it with a 6.0, followed by WPAT, AM and FM, with a 5.6. Number three spot was held by WRKS-FM with a 4.6. Then 710 AM, WOR, with a 4.6. And rounding out the number five position, WLTW-FM, with a 4.5. In the Birch, it was somewhat different. WRKS took the number one position with a 7.7. WHTZ at number two with a 6.7. WBLS-FM with a 6.4, WQHT-FM with a 6.3, and rounding out number 5, WWPR-FM with a 4.8. In Los Angeles, the Arbitron reported K-Power, KPWR-FM at a 7.4, KIIS AM and FM with a 6.5, KABC AM with a 6.2, KOST FM at a 4.6, and KLOS FM with a 4.3. However, in the Birch, a little bit different. KPWR did take the number one position with a 10.2, followed by KIIS AM and FM with a 8.7 and KABC AM with a 6.0. However, they reported at number four, KROQ FM with a 4.8 and KLOS FM at a 4.6. In the Chicago Windy City market, it was WGCI-FM at the number one position with a 9.2, followed by WGN at 720 on the dial with a 9.0. WBBM took the number three position with a 5.7, WLUP-FM with a 5.0, WXEZ-FM with a 4.8. While over in the Birch, it was WGCI-FM with a 11.5, WGN had an 8.0, WBBM with a 5.7, WLUP with a 5.6, and WXEZ-FM with a 3.5. Over in San Francisco, the Arbitron reported KGO-AM at a 8.4, KMEL-FM at a 5.7, KCBS-AM with a 5.4, KABL Cable FM with a 4.7, and KOIT FM with a 4.0. Figures somewhat different in the Birch report for San Francisco, as KMEL took the number one position with a 8.3. Number two was KGO AM with a 7.7. KSOL-FM with a 6.4 in the number three position. KSAN had a 4.0 in the number four position. And finally, the list, KCBS AM with a 3.9. In Philadelphia, very unusual race there. KUSL took the number one spot in the Arbitron with an 8.2. WMMR, let's get our cities right. WMMR at number two with a 7.8. WEGX-FM with a 7.0. Then let's go over to the K's in the number four position. KYW All News Radio with a 6.4. And then WPEN-AM with a 6.3. In the Birch, it was just about the same. Well, a little swapping around, though. Number one position, WUSL-FM with a 13.2, WMMR-FM with a 12.6, WEGX-FM with a 7.6. Here's the swap around, WYSP-FM with a 6.9, then KYW-AM with a 6.6. Now, over in the Motor City, the Detroit Arbitron reported WJR-AM 760, the voice of the Tigers, with a 10.6. Let's give them a little credit there, 10.6. WJLB, which is the black station in Detroit, with a 7.9. WLLZ-FM with a 4.9. WCZY-FM, Cozy Radio, with a 4.6. And WHYT tied it up with them with a 4.6. In the Birch report, there's actually six stations reported. The number five position was shared by two of them, and it's kind of interesting, the choice of number five. We'll get on with that in just a second here. In the Birch report, number one was headed by WJLB-FM with a 10.2, WJR at number two with a 9.1, WLLZ-FM with a 6.3, WCSX-FM with a 5.4. That's the old WMJC at 94.7. And then in the number five position, they list two stations, WRIF-FM at 5.1, and that station is tied up with WXYT-FM. Now, before you call or write and say, Fred, that's not right. Yes, I know that's right. WXYT is a call sign which is allotted to the 1270 position on the AM dial in Detroit. Why it says WXYT-FM, we don't know. However, I guess when talking with Bob Walker, we kind of thought that maybe that's WHYT-FM at a 5.1. Over in the Boston market, in the Arbitron, WXKS took number one at a 8.6, WRKO-AM with a 7.7, WBCN-FM with a 6.6, followed by WBZ in the number four position with a 6.6, and WZOU-FM with a 5.8. The Birch was just a little bit different. Following that, we had WXKS in the number one position with a 10.7, followed by WBCN in the number 2 position with a 8.6, then WBZAM 1030 with a 8.1, WZOU-FM with a 7.0, and WRKO in number 5 with a 5.9. Down in the Lone Star State in Texas, the Arbitron reported KMJQ-FM is the number 1 station at a 8.8, followed by KRBE-FM with a 8.4, KIKK-FM with an 8.1, KILT-FM with a 6.7, tied up with KKBQ-AM and FM at a 6.7. Over in the Birch, just a little bit different, KMJQ-FM with a 13.2, KRBE-FM with a 10.1, KKBQ-AM and FM at number 3 with a 9.6, KIKK-FM with a 7.9, and rounding out the list, KLOL-FM with a 6.4. In the Washington market, we had the following in the Arbitron: WMZQ AM and FM with a 7.3, WGAY, the beautiful music station, with a 6.6, WKYS FM at number 3 with a 6.4, WPGC AM and FM in Morningside had a 5.7, and rounding out the list, WHUR FM with a 5.3. A lot different over in the Birch Report. It was WWDC, the home of the Grease Man, taking a 9.3, which is number 1 in the Birch. Number 2 was WKYS with a 8.1, then WMZQ AM and FM with a 7.4, followed by WPGC AM and FM at number 4 with a 6.3, tied up with WAVA FM with a 6.3 also. Finally, down in Dallas-Fort Worth, some very interesting ratings. In the Arbitron, it was the following: KVIL, KVIL, AM and FM with a 10.0. KKDA took number 2 with a 8.0. KPLX FM with a 7.0. WBAP, Radio 82, with a 6.7. And KSCS, which I believe is Spanish, with a 6.2. Now, over in the Birch, a lot different, I guess. First of all, number 1 position, KKDA-FM with a 10.8, followed by KPLX-FM with a 9.2, KVIL-AM and FM with a 7.8, KHYI-FM with a 7.1, and then the Eagle, KEGL-FM, rounded out the number 5 with a 6.4. And these were the average audience shares, as shown as a percentage of the market's weekly radio listeners of the top 5 radio stations in the nation's top 10 markets, according to the spring radio ratings of Arbitron and Birch Scarborough. You may differ on some of those, however, substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
Fred, I've got my hands here on a book called Radio Annual from 1948, and this is a 1,183 pages in this book, and it's got everything about 1948 radio. It's got details on every single station in the country and Canada. I think it's got Canada. It's got all the FM stations. I think there were like 30 of them, very few. But it occurred to me that we could combine sort of this looking back with a bit of a trivia quiz sort of thing. I don't know what you want to call it. But let me just try this out on our listeners here. I wonder how many can name the city. It's a major U.S. city. It's one we've all heard of. It's in the top 15 market, okay? And this city in 1948 had, among other stations, I'm not going to give it away, come on, not yet, the call signs WAAF, WCBD, WGES, and I'll give you one more, but just think to yourself, subscribers, do you know what city I'm talking about? And the last station I'll give you shared time with another station. It's called WENR. And that's the one that I guess we can focus on. WENR was also called the Prairie Farmer Station. And it used to split the hours with another station. Oh, I can tell you what frequency it operated on. 890. Yeah, it shared time with a station called WLS. Those stations were all in Chicago.
along with. As a matter of fact, if I read you the whole list of Chicago stations, it isn't that long. WAAF, WAIT, that's the one at 820 on the dial now. That call sign sort of resided in Chicago for many years, and then things have happened to 820 AM quite a bit, and I hear the microphone popping. Forgive me, Fred. Then next at 780 was WBBM. WCBD was at 820 also. They shared time with AIT. WCFL at 1000, of course. WCRW and WEDC were sharing at 1240 on the dial. And where's our third friend? There it is, WSBC. Yeah, he's still there. WENR at 890, WGES at 1390, WGN 720, of course. WGN was there back when Adam and Eve ate the poison apple or whatever. WIND at 560. And, oh, the network affiliations are indicated. For WIND, it says Midwest Baseball Network. How about that? WJJD at 1160. WLS at 890, sure. WMAQ at 670. These are listed pretty much alphabetically, aren't they? WMBI was there at 1110 on the dial, of course. And then that's it. That's the whole list from Chicago. I just thought you might find that kind of interesting.
Thank you very much, John. Now we take a look at some of the letters from our membership of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club. First one comes from Johnny Ott of Kalamazoo, Michigan. He writes, "Hello, Mike, it's me again. Well, it comes that time of the year when spring comes around and everyone talks about renewals. And, of course, not only does this apply to earth, weather, seasons, etc., it also applies to the renewing of various memberships. Now, to celebrate this fine occasion and to celebrate the 21st anniversary of amateur radio call sign WAAWFH, I'm enclosing my renewal of membership in the world-famous National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. My first year with you has just been marvelous, and of course, it has taken about 6 months to go through all the tapes from April of 1985 up to present, but I'm sure it's been fun and well worth it. Keep those tapes coming. Thank you. Signed, Johnny Ott." From Tim Hendel in Miami, Florida, Tim writes, "Dear Fred, I am answering a question which you posed to us on the July DX audio service. You asked if we noticed any difference in the quality of the tape used. Well, no, although I was not listening on a really hi-fi set. I can honestly say that for me, the tape used now is just about the same as used all year. Yes, I did notice that the shell felt a little different, so I knew it was a different tape, but I would say the quality was about the same. Conclusion, use whatever is cheapest or easiest to get. Just keep putting out the DX audio service. It's great. I've shared the DX audio service with several people hoping to get them to subscribe, and in some cases I have no way of knowing whether they did subscribe or not, but I'm trying always to get the word out. Keep up the good work, all of you. Sincerely, Tim Hendel." From Marty Rimpow, and I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, Marty, he writes a long letter to Mike Knitter, and in part of it he poses somewhat of a question. He says, "Also, on your new cassettes for the audio service, they are more durable, but they feel like high-bias cassettes. And if they are, please let Fred and his staff know so that either he or John Bowker or whoever can make mention of that every so often during the upcoming editions." To answer your question, Marty, about the cassettes, they are not high-bias cassettes. What we have done is change manufacturers and vendors of the cassettes. We used to buy them from a company which loaded them with Ampex tape in a standard shell. Now we're still getting them loaded in the standard shell, but it's a little bit different. But it's loaded with a tape which is comparable to the Sony high frequency, the HF90 style tape. So you may notice a little bit of difference when you try to record over them for your own personal use. From John Dutton down in Moberly, Missouri, John writes, "I have learned from a recent edition of the DX Audio Service that you will be providing WNRC during this year's convention. Since I will not be able to attend, I was wondering if you'd be willing to tape some of your broadcasts for me." To answer your question, John, absolutely. I don't think any of the staff here at the Audio Service would forgive me if I didn't make some type of recordings of WNRC. John also writes, "I did listen to the air checks of last year's WNRC and was quite impressed. However, I'm more interested in a complete broadcast recording where the entire songs are played. It would make great listening in my car on the way to work. Actually, it sounds better than these local wimpy stations." Well, John, maybe I should pose this question to you and the other members of the DX Audio Service. When we make the air checks of WNRC, do you want them scoped or unscoped? The trade-off is, with scoped versions, obviously we use less cassettes, which costs a little bit cheaper to the members when they buy them. The longer versions, where they're complete, we're going to be doing 24 hours of original recording, which would either make it 16 C90s or 12 C120s, just to get the entire 24 hours. Well, we get the tapes cheap enough, so I don't think it'd be a problem with cost. It's not going to be anything like $3 a tape for all the tapes. We'll be packaging them in a package, so they will be very cost-effective. However, if we do the long versions, complete broadcasts, it will be quite lengthy. But what do you think, members? From the Musing Column, Dave Wattmau writes from Hamilton, Ontario, the 1987-1988 DX season did not turn out what I anticipated it to be, with only a total of 13 new loggings, of which 5 were merely call-letter changes. 8 reports were sent out, but only 3 varies received, from WNNZ 640, KSKY 650, and WESC 660. The 5 holdouts were WXPX, WCBC, WYRV, WJTZ, and semi-local WXRL 1300 for a report on their recent power increase to 2400 watts. They actually prefer to read your letter to the audience and send a verification. This season, I concentrated my efforts into bumper sticker collecting, writing to over 700 stations from October to April. The rate of return was rather discouraging, 46% overall, with the best states being New Jersey and Massachusetts at 80%, Maryland at 66%. The poorest were Connecticut and Pennsylvania, 0 and 4% respectively. I wrote all 21 stations in Northwest Pennsylvania and had only replies from WWCH Clarion, who had no stickers on their own, but kindly sent me what they had in a recent sample. Locally, CKJD 1110 have changed their call letters to CKTY and have adopted a C&W format. CFGM 1320 will soon be ready for its testing on 640. All 8 towers are now in place. A rather heavy work schedule for me this year made it impossible to get away during either April or January from our usual trips to Florida and South Carolina, and my travel plans this summer may be limited as well. However, I do plan on attending the National Radio Club convention in Milwaukee. Glad to see that Bill Dummage made it back into the National Radio Club, and I guess that's about it for this time. 73s, signed Dave Wattmau. And that's some of our letters from the membership of the National Radio Club and the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to send us a letter to be read here on the DX Audio Service, just address it to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Don't forget, we also have our special telephone number if you'd like to make a comment. However, please remember that the machine only records up to 270 seconds, and that may be optimistic. I think it might be mislabeled, so it might only be like 240. But the telephone number to call to make a comment to us here at the audio service or a last-minute tip on something which is going on is area code 419-224-3916. On our next edition of the DX Audio Service, the September 1988 edition, you will notice a new voice to the crowd. That is Paul Swearingen. Paul will be with us on side one of the cassette, doing the front page of DX News magazine. Paul will have some contributions, comments, suggestions, opinions, and editorials. We hope that you find this interesting and hope that you'll be able to partake into it. And of course, Paul, welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and congratulations on your editor's position in DX News Magazine. And that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1988. A quick reminder to our subscribers subscribing via the returnable edition, be sure your tapes are back to us by the 20th of the month. We will be promptly going to press at that time because we have to get ready for convention time. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club Incorporated. It may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin 53523-0024. See you next month on the DX Audio Service.
WLS. WLS. Number one, WLS.